What's up, you guys?
Yeah. Sleepy.
Ladies and germs.
Sleepy.
Why are you so sleepy?
I don't know. We just got done recording
the movie retrospective.
For Seven. I was like sleeping through the whole thing almost. I was like, what?
What? Yeah, it was a good movie.
I just ate.
Well, so did I, but you know. He made stuffed green peppers.
Yeah, stuffed bell peppers.
Stuffed bell peppers.
Yeah.
Man, they're really good. Yeah. I had to stop myself. Like, I ate one, and then I was like, Then I ate two more little, like, half ones, and then I had to stop myself from eating the whole pan.
They're pretty good.
They're delicious. Yeah. They're not that unhealthy. I mean, it was almost...
They're not unhealthy.
It's almost all vegetables with, like, a little bit of meat and cheese in there. But it's mostly vegetables, right?
The only carb in there was the rice.
And there wasn't
There's not that much rice.
Yeah, it was just, we were just using like leftover rice, but they were delicious.
Had to get rid of all that stuff.
Might have some of that. I got to eat some salad later because we got like all these veggies that are going bad. All right. What ended up happening with this? Normally, I would have watched, because last night we had to watch the movie that we were doing for the movie retrospective, which was long. And then by the time it was over, I was kind of like, well, we need to watch a new movie. And then we didn't have time, and we were like, I don't even know what I feel like watching or anything like that. So I was like, oh, hey, didn't we watch that one that was on Shudder the other day, and did we ever review it?
Never did.
And I'm like, oh, we never did. I was like, oh, handy. So let's just review that one. Yeah. I think tonight we're going to do, Netflix just posted that History of Swearing with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we might like watch that tonight and review that tomorrow because that looks like it's going to be fun. But this one is a Shudder exclusive. Shudder just added it like a few weeks ago.
I'm just getting a notification right now that we started our stream.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little behind
it's
today.
Like what?
Well, three, no, it's not that. I mean.
It's like 4 minutes behind.
No, I only started like less than 2 minutes ago. So it's still behind, but not that behind.
All right.
Usually it's 10 seconds, I think, or 20 seconds. I'm not entirely sure.
Bastards.
Maybe it's just lagging a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we watched this probably, three or four days ago? Something like that. So this is called The Pale Door. Came out this year. I think it just didn't come out until August. This is basically a Western, but with witches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And low like, budget. Low
and
budget.
Like old school. Yeah, and I will say, now, it's directed by Aaron Kuntz, who I think, he also made Scare Package, which I'm pretty sure we did a review on. I remember liking that pretty well. I don't know if he's related to Dean Kuntz, maybe it's not. Now, it's produced by Joe Lansdale, which I was very excited about. But I will say, I didn't love it.
Wasn't bad. There's only, here is the thing. It had real good fucking beginning credits and end credits. I liked it. I'm just saying they spent money.
That sounded like a backhanded compliment.
No,
well, the beginning and ending credits were good.
Yeah. No. So they were done real well. The rest of the movie was good enough, all right?
Yeah.
To be enjoyable. It only had one scene in it that blew the movie for me, and that was the exterior daytime scene that they had where they were out in the middle of the damn town. You know what I mean? And they were, having a draw. Remember, there's a gunfight broke out.
Yeah, like it does.
Because it's HD, and it's in broad daylight, and everybody's wearing fucking just sparkling clean clothing, it looked like a bunch of LARPers to me.
They should have kept the whole thing in the dark, probably.
Yeah, the rest of it with nighttime shots, it looked a lot better. A lot more believable.
I think this suffered from some of the same issues as Mohawk, which was another Western horror movie. And again, a lot of it was shot during the day, and the costumes just looked too...
Modern. They looked too
modern and too clean. It looked like a costume and not like those people's clothes.
Yeah.
Like you didn't really believe that it
was... Like it wasn't lived in and it wasn't, you know...
And this had a little bit of that, but not... Since most of it was at night, it
didn't
really
have that
issue.
Yeah, at night it looked a lot better. In the daytime shots, it blew it for me. I was like, man, this looks like, you know, action cowboy shooting events. You know, if you guys don't know what that is, there's a fucking shooting events where you dress up like a cowboy. And it's just, it's like LARPing, but you're really shooting. You're shooting at targets, you know? And it just didn't look like the old West. They mostly got... When you're doing period, man, it's fucked up. You gotta have people that look like they're something out of the 1800s.
Yeah, you definitely.
They gotta have fucking bad teeth. They gotta be really fucking skinny. Yeah, they gotta be. Well,
look like at, they got some nutritional deficiencies. Yeah.
Look, well, look at Sergio Leone's movies.
Yeah.
If you were fucked up, you were gonna be in his movie.
Everybody looked kind of like. Everybody you looked kind of ugly. You gotta ugly yeah. up for these period piece
and
movies.
And then like it's and Clint Eastwood learned from fucking Sergio Leone. All Clint Eastwood's fucking classic movies that he produced, you know, on limited budgets, most of them. You know, a Pale Horse. It was a Pale Rider and fucking High Plains Drifter. People looked fucked up. If you look, there was like only a couple people in there that looked normal. The girls, yeah. usually.
Well, obviously.
The girl, and maybe like the
can't
rich
guy. Can't
have
an ugly lady.
The rich guy in town. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Or the dude who owned the hotel. He looked normal. The sheriff, maybe he looked normal. Everybody else looked like just a genetic misfit. And that's what you need for the 1800s to take you back to that time. And they, and all their fucking clothes were just ragged and worn, and it looked post-apocalyptic.
You which, because it kind of was.
Yeah, it was
to an extent.
To an extent, it was fucking Mad Max. And you had to have a lot of fucking razor stubble and bat missing teeth. And
yeah.
And you needed a lot of old people walking around, you know what I mean? They could barely walk around. Skinny old men.
I always kind of said, and I've probably said this before, if I was given a budget to make a horror movie... You know, so if anybody wants to give me a couple million, hey, I'm, yeah. Hey, I'm right here. I'll give you my address and everything. But I would not choose, as much as I like some period horror movies, and there's not enough of them, but I think the reason there's not a lot of them because doing period pieces is hard.
Yeah.
It's you can't just, I mean, when you're making something in the modern day, it's easy. You just kind of go out and fucking everything's the way it's supposed to be because this is when the movie's supposed to be set. When you're, you know, when we were talking about The Vast of Night yesterday, which was set in the 50s.
That's a real good job.
And right? I mentioned that they had to go in there and spend $20,000 taking like the three-point line out of the fucking basketball thing because they didn't have that back then. So you had to have somebody that knew those little details about that kind of shit. And you have to get everything right because you don't want anybody to, like, you don't want anything that's going to, like, take you out of the, you know, of the experience, out of the immersion. So I do kind of feel like if you were going to make a horror movie, I'm not saying you need a big budget. I'm just saying you have to be really, really, really careful.
Yeah. Now, shooting this movie mostly at night was the right thing to do. It was, it was pretty forgiving. The opening scene, there's some interior shots in a Victorian era house where it's being raided and the kids are hiding in there. It still, to me, looked like a modern house. That's not the way Leone would have done it. Fucking, that house would have had bare wood floors, no fucking, you know what I mean? If it had wallpaper, it would have been fucking torn up, you know, or probably no wallpaper. It just looked a little too clean and too modern inside that house to me. You didn't notice that?
Yeah, I did. I know what you're talking about. Like I said, this didn't really bother me.
It wasn't rickety enough.
It didn't bother me as much as it did maybe when, like, in Mohawk.
Mohawk was pretty bad.
And I didn't mind Mohawk. I liked this better than Mohawk.
Yeah, this is a lot better than Mohawk.
But even this movie, I feel like it took a little too long to get where it was going. Because here's the thing, like, I feel like the first half of it, somebody's saying that, is talking about Bone Tomahawk is so good. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
And we've done a review of that, like a while back.
That's a Krussel movie. Of course Krussel's going to be in a
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about, Bone Tomahawk's amazing. Yeah. And also, he said Dead Birds. I've actually seen Dead Birds, and I actually liked that very much, too.
That is
also like a Western horror movie. I don't know if you watched it with me or not. Okay. But yeah, that was really good. But so basically, the story behind this is, you know, like the first probably half or maybe even more than half is almost straight up a Western because you have the Dalton gang, it's two brothers, you have like kind of a brief prologue at the beginning where the brothers are younger and there's a raid and their parents get killed and, you know, there's a whole older brother got to protect the younger brother thing, and then we skip ahead several years. And basically, the older brother has joined a gang, like the Dalton gang, and he's kind of the leader of it. And it seems like the younger brother, he's working at a saloon or something, right? And so they pick up the younger brother because one of their, you know, gang members gets shot. And they're like, we're going to do this big train heist, so we need another person. So they get the younger brother and take him along. So they go on this train heist at night, and it's successful. They get in there. They find, you know, the booty. very yeah. literally in this case, which is like a big trunk, which they think has like money or some shit like that in it. They open it up and there's a girl in there who's all kind of like tied up and shit. And she's basically, they're like, well, there must be some reason that she's in there. You know what I mean? Like maybe she's really valuable or something like that. So, and she's like, hey, if you take me back to my home, you know, to my town, then all the people there will reward you, right? So she basically takes him to this town, which they didn't find before. It's like some Brigadoon shit or something like that. And the town's all full of witches that all work at the brothel. And then it just goes on from there. It becomes more like a siege type of movie. So, like I said, I do like... I mean, Western horror is not my favorite subgenre, honestly. Like, probably my favorite subgenre of horror is probably, like, haunted house movies. But I do like these types of genre hybrids because, you know, I think it's interesting, like, if you can do something interesting with it. And I also like that they use kind of old school witches. I mean, they look like hot ladies. They were, you know, prostitutes. But then when they went full witch... they were super gross and, like, yeah. all gross and monstery and witchy and stuff. Yeah. So I do really like that they went the old school witch route.
I mean, the movie's... it's worth watching.
It is worth it's watching. Worth watching. I feel like it would...
it's not a perfect movie. I would have deleted the outdoor daytime scenes or reshot them for night.
Because you didn't need it, really.
You didn't really need it. And it kind of blew the illusion of being a period piece. The people, the cast is a little bit too big, I think, for the movie. I would have edited a couple of people
out. Yeah, trimmed down a few of the people. Because it was hard to, like, follow yeah. everyone's kind of story.
What else was I going to say? Oh, go ahead.
Pat Healy's in this. I love Pat Healy. But, yeah, there was a lot of actors that I recognized. Actually, one of the guys that was in it, I think, was also in Mohawk as well.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I would have trimmed the cast down a little bit, and then... I would have cast people that were a little bit more rougher looking. That didn't look real healthy.
Get some
quote
unquote character actors.
You want some old dudes without any damn teeth and shit like that, or people that look really damn skinny.
Some
or,
Sam Elliott looking motherfuckers.
You want to look, you know, and then you can have some people that got basically damn look like bums walking around in fucking oily old fucking leather survival fucking gear and fucking, you know, the people that don't look damn civilized.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have some of that in there. The people looked to me a little bit too much like actors or, you know, role players. They didn't, like I said, they smile and they got perfect teeth. You know that's not...
ding!
Yeah, that's not 1890s.
They're like, that's not the Old West. Come on now. They didn't have, like, they had dentists, but all they did was pull your fucking teeth out.
Make sure all them teeth are damn yellow. All them teeth fucking orange and yellow and shit.
And kind of black, a couple of them missing and shit like that.
Yeah, some people with crooked teeth and stuff and...
I think that's maybe a little too...
people that are pretty damn beat up and dirty, you know, hadn't had a fucking bath in a week, you know. And
that would be some commitment to your craft there if you actually, like, knocked some of your teeth out and didn't bathe for a really long time.
No, they just got bums as extras and stuff. I think a lot of them were.
Yeah, give them some money. Just go out on the street corner and be like, hey, you want to be in a Western?
I think they had guys in Hollywood that actually made a living basically because they looked like bums.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
Carpenter's friend is for the president. I mean, that dude looked like a bum, and he was in every one of Carpenter's movies, pretty much.
That's what I mean. So you have to have, I mean...
they can't even find the president. I'm the president.
I feel... I mean, I feel like people get on Hollywood. It's like, oh, everyone has to be, like, perfect and beautiful and everything like that. Yeah. But a lot of working actors are just regular looking or funny looking or ugly or something like that because they don't... if you had a movie that was entirely full of attractive people, nobody would buy it.
Yeah,
you need people that are just regular looking.
It's a dead giveaway if everybody looks like a fucking star.
Yeah, and exactly. Only the star looks like the star, because if everybody else looks like hammered shit in the movie, then the star looks that much more beautiful because, like, look how ugly everyone else is.
In a really good Western, to me, half the damn cast is fucking unintelligible. Ledge! Look what he said! Ledge! What the fuck he said? What? Ledge! Remember him?
You should be in.
Get out of way! I could do Western characters. This is my last round of ammunition. I'm gonna take him out, boy. I'm gonna take him out. Now you stand still, cause I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill you good, and I'm gonna kill you slow. Lance, give me that pistol. Six shooter. That powder's wet. You gotta have that fucking grit to your shit.
All you need to do now is grow your hair out real long, yeah, and like let it get all gray and then grow out a little bit of a beard and shit, and you could totally.
Well, I live that shit.
That's what I mean.
I've already lived that shit.
You could totally pull that
off. I'm gonna cure you. You don't step in the wrong territory. I live here, not you. But you gonna die here.
Yeah. Pat Hatfield asked, oh, this is a good question, because Let the Corpses Tan is kind of a Western too. It's French, actually.
Yeah.
And that's another one. I think it's from 2018, 2019, and I will be reviewing that at some point, because I want to watch that as well. I only watched like the first couple seconds, and then I had to go do something else. I was like, oh, that looks good. That looks promising. But I didn't get to finish it. So eventually we'll probably end up watching that one too. It looked kind of fucked up, and you know, I heard it was like really fucked up. But this one, it's kind of like, if you like Western horror movies, I mean, obviously it's not nearly as good as like Bone Tomahawk or Ravenous or something like that, which is not exactly like a Western horror, but it's kind of, you know, it's like middle of the road. You know what I mean?
It's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's just kind of average.
Not a great one.
It's just kind of average. I do feel it was a little saggy. I feel like you said, I think there was too many characters. I feel like they didn't really... They should have had fewer characters so you could get more emotionally invested in the relationship between the brothers, because I felt like that was kind of like the main thrust of the story. So I feel like they should have concentrated more on that. I did like that it was using, like I said, like old school witches that looked all fucking gross and everything. They could look beautiful, but they were like really gross looking. Could have been a little bit gorier. I feel like there wasn't a lot of gore.
The witches looked cool. Yeah, it did pick up in the end. It picked up. It did deliver what it did. Yeah. Pretty much deliver. It had an ending that I didn't think was totally satisfying. I think I would have taken it in a slightly different direction, but that's on them. That's what they wanted to do. It did give you cowboys fight witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely did do that.
Now, everybody's in there saying what their favorite Western is and everything. One of my favorite Westerns that you never hear anybody talking about, okay, had fucking, had Bronson in it. And it had that Japanese actor, that famous Japanese actor from fucking Toro. I forgot what his name is.
Oh, goddammit. What is that dude's name?
The name of the movie is called Red Sun.
And it's about, I like that movie.
Yeah, it's about some samurai that get fucking caught up in a train robbery, and kind of one of them falls in with one of the train robbers to try to fucking... They were a diplomatic envoy, and they're trying to get back the damn... Imperial fucking sword that was a gift, I think, President Lincoln, wasn't it? The Emperor.
Yeah, if
was
I remember,
it
it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, it was this badass sword. That's a real good movie. It's a samurai Western movie. Straight out of Mandalorian. Shit. Mandalorian and Star Wars is basically a ripoff of that. A movie called Red Sun. And I don't think you can get it on Blu-ray. You can find it on, I think, you might be able to find it on Blu-ray.
I would think, I mean.
I tried to find it one time. It was real expensive, like $40.
No, but you can still get it. It's just
expensive.
Yeah,
I think you can probably get it on DVD, but it's probably going to be an old format. Might be able to, somebody might have it streaming. It's called Red Sun. Check that shit out.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on cable, like, shit. Yeah. I don't even remember how long ago that was.
Yeah, Bronson knocks it out of the park. So is that Japanese guy. I wish I could remember his name. He played, I think, Yamamoto's. I think he played Admiral Yamamoto. Or one of Admiral Yamamoto's fucking commanders. But it's a good movie. He's a real famous Japanese actor.
You know what's weird? I remember when we watched Tora in school. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah. I don't know why I always remember that. I don't even remember what grade I was in. Sixth grade? Seventh grade? Yeah. I don't remember. We watched that in one of my classes. History class, I guess. But I don't really remember. But yeah, so like I said, this one, it's pretty good. I liked it better than Mohawk.
Yeah.
And you really didn't like Mohawk. I didn't mind it. Like, if I'm doing, like, a five-star thing, which, like I said, I don't like to do that because it's so reductive. But, you know, the Mohawk would maybe be 2.5, and this one would maybe be 3.
See, this is the problem. I'm going to get on Mohawk now, right? The problem with Mohawk is that when you're dealing with Tom, Tom has fucking served in the infantry in fucking places like Korea that are fucking tropical, all right? And I'm from the South. When you show me American soldiers, all right, in those old 1700s uniforms, supposedly they were in the field for fucking weeks, and they don't even have any sweat.
Had Tide Pods back then. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, their uniforms were just fucking brand spanking new, not dirty at all. And they're living in the field in that one uniform with those silly old-fashioned hats, which they didn't wear those in the field.
I feel like if you're going to make a movie like that...
That was a dress uniform.
If you're going to make a movie like that, I should be able to, smell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, from the other side of the screen.
Yeah.
You see little stink lines coming off.
When you look at the details of, all the colonial armies and then the early American armies, they wore those uniforms in garrison. And they might wear them to a pitched battle if they had something like that. But when they were in the field doing patrols, they basically dressed like what Indians would wear. Wear a lot of buckskin, a lot of leather.
Well, yeah, practicality is the main consideration.
Right. They didn't wear tall fucking foot-long hats with the visors on.
Yeah, you can't walk around in that
all
shit.
White, you know, out in a fucking Florida Everglades in the Panhandle.
Yeah, that would be like me walking through the thing in like a wedding dress and high heels, for Christ's sake.
With the tall fucking Marlboro-style fucking riding boots. It just, no, they didn't wear that.
Well, that was just the costumes
that was stupid.
They rented, you know.
It all came, the original American Army was fucking Rogers Rangers. And they were basically fucking white guys and part Native American guys, and they were fighting Indian style, you know, fighting the French and shit over the beaver trade, you know, and you couldn't fight like a white man in the fucking United States that time. Hell no. You had to fight like an Indian. They knew how to fight.
Well, yeah, they'd been here for
white man didn't know how to fight. That was some shit that was on paper back in the honky motherland. fucking skirmishers didn't work. That's why the colonial forces outlasted the British. They tried to fight that way over here. You can't really do it. You just can't. It was all guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, especially you couldn't do it back then.
Yeah, guerrilla warfare.
Before everything was tamed.
Yeah. You didn't want the brightly colored fucking uniforms. They fucking wore camouflage, man.
Yeah, but it's like, we can see you from 5 miles away.
Yeah. You just use those fucking buckskin jackets with a fringe on there to break up your silhouette. You just fucking vanish.
Yeah,
that was the old school ghillie suit.
That's true. But yeah, so, you know, this one's, it's worth checking out. If you like Western horror, if you're not into Western or not into Westerns or not into Western horror, you probably won't like it, because like I said, the first half of it at least is basically like a Western until they get to the witch village, you know, or the witch town or whatever. You know, and then there's like some witch on cowboy action. But, yeah, so, but, you know, other than that, it's worth checking out. That's all I'm going to say about it. Like I said, eventually I will get around to doing Let the Corpses Tan, because I have heard a lot about that one, and Shudder just added that one probably about the same time it added this one. So, but like I said, tonight we'll probably watch that Nicolas Cage swearing thing, because I've been looking forward to watching that, because I'm sure that's really entertaining. So we'll probably be talking about that tomorrow. And so we have anything else that we have to address? Oh. Somebody sent us a Blu-ray of One Hour Photo.
Yeah, we don't know who sent it.
And we don't know who sent it.
Yeah, we
But
got
thank
it.
You, whoever it was. I love this fucking movie. Yeah. I love this movie. So I'm very, very excited. We'll watch. I'll have to put this in the rotation, too, for the reviews.
It might be Louie that sent that.
It might be, yeah. I know Louie sends us a lot of movies. Michael sends us a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Sophie sends us movies. But I'm not really sure, because I think it just came right from Best Buy.
That's a good movie, though. I haven't seen that in forever.
I know, I haven't either. I think I saw that in the theater, and then I saw it one or two times like on cable, maybe like 10, 15 years ago, but I haven't seen it since then. But I remember like really, really liking it. All right, so we will see you guys again tomorrow. We're going to talk about Nicolas Cage and some swearing. So thanks for dropping by, and we'll see you tomorrow.